Ain't gonna let segregation turn me around. Oh, turn me around. No, turn me around. Ain't gonna let segregation turn me around. I'm gonna keep
on the Upper West Side last night. Goodman, Schwerner, and Cheney were remembered. It's been 50 years since the three civil rights workers were murdered by the Ku Klux Klan in Mississippi. They were killed because they believed in an America where everyone can vote. Andrew Goodman grew up on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and it was this community, the Upper West Side community, which honored the young men last night at the West Park Presbyterian Church.
I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land.
Andrew Goodman's younger brother, David Goodman, is president of the Goodman Foundation. It works to create platforms for millennials, for young adults aged 18 to 29 years old, to find their voice.
And to become leaders in communities and find ways to organize to change, to be change agents in the communities they live in. And that's basically what Andy was doing. He was one of 900 young people who went to Mississippi because the situation there was simply unfair. It wasn't much more complicated than that. People couldn't vote. How unfair is that? And today we're back in a more subtle way where there are legislatures that are creating laws, kind of like poll taxes, literacy taxes. They were different then, but the intention was to cut people out of the voting process, to keep them out of the voting booth. And it's all the same. As far as the intent goes, the methods and tactics, no one's getting shot today as far as I know, but the people who murdered my brother basically assassinated the Constitution. Restraining somebody to vote is contra-Constitution. And finding a way to trick somebody out of the convenience for voting or to require them to do something that they otherwise wouldn't do, like getting a driver's license when they don't have a car and don't need one, etc., is a trick. It's a method of cutting somebody out of the process or making it so inconvenient, moving the poll booth 100 miles away, no license, no car, etc. It's the intention that you got to look behind what the conversation is, voter fraud. Well, there is none. And the intention is to cut people out of the process. And that's when it happens any place, it affects all of us.
And so there are moves forward, and then there are moves backward.
Well, I'm an optimist. I really am, and I believe that every 50 years swing of the pendulum creates a step up, but there's little teeny back steps, which in aggregate can be quite large. And you have to simply stand up and be very noisy about the back steps and not allow it and say, not here, not now, not in my watch.
Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer is a personal friend of the Goodman family.
We're here celebrating many things, but particularly the Andrew Goodman Foundation. His brother David has kept the foundation alive, and for a couple of reasons. Number one, to remember all the issues that his brother stood for, but into the future, to have inspiration and hope and make sure that he didn't die for nothing, and that, you know, voting is still an issue in Mississippi. To be honest with you, it's still an issue here. We don't vote in numbers, and we are very hard to register. And I think also, I have to be honest, for me, it's personal, because I did not know Andrew. I know David, but his mother, their mother, Dr. Goodman, Carolyn Goodman.
WBAI board member.
Correct. Very progressive, very caring, very nice, and very smart. And, you know, to me, it's also celebrating her and her life. And she lived next door to the church.
And so you delivered a proclamation.
And the proclamation talked about Andrew Goodman's efforts in Mississippi and how why he died and what he died for, and, of course, his two colleagues. And I think it's very special that they are always mentioned as three. Also, I mentioned when I gave my remarks, there are several markers for Andrew in particular in our city, one up at the American Youth Hostel, one down on Freedom Place. So this is a family who stands for a lot on many levels.
The Andrew Goodman Foundation is organizing support for the Bipartisan Voting Rights Amendment Act to restore the vote for all Americans. It was recently weakened. They're asking folks to go to their website, andrewgoodman.org, and also to soallcanvote.org to urge Congress to support the Bipartisan Voting Rights Amendment Act. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.